This is Eat Your Kimchi. On SBS Pop Asia.
Hey everybody, it's Simon.
And this is Martina.
And we're broadcasting out of Kichijoji, Tokyo, Japan, the best and greatest part of all of Japan.
And from now on will remain the greatest part of Japan.
There will be history. No way to undo this because today is going to be our last podcast.
Yeah.
We've been with SBS Pop Asia for very many years now. I think like even when we were in Korea, we were doing
this podcast. Yeah, we did radio shows originally and then it turned into, they turned them into podcasts.
And we've like changed like the scope of our podcast and like we even learned how to talk better on, I know you can't hear it right now, but we've learned how to like do a little bit better.
We used to introduce K-pop songs.
Right.
Remember, we'd be like, speaking of which, here's Jay Park.
And we'd always used to have these transitions. We'd be like, oh, that's fantastic. Wow, is that a baby? Here's Fantastic baby.
Yeah, we've been through a lot of stuff with them. We love SBS Pop Asia. Every time we visit Australia, we get the chance to pop into the headquarters. But they are changing their segments. And so we got the news that they're not going to be doing a podcast anymore, or at least our podcast. I'm not sure. But there's no bad blood. It's just things make changes.
Yeah.
Things make changes. Stations make changes and stuff.
You know, situations change.
Yeah. But, you know, we might cross paths again. So we'll be looking forward to it.
You know, and it's kind of like we said the same thing before when we did our 10-year anniversary video on YouTube. Like, we had a lot of segments and then we changed a lot of segments. You know, like, we grow and I'm interested in seeing where we can go from here. Like, we still like the idea of you know, telling stories. Like, every time we go out somewhere, something special happens, we're always like writing down notes and trying to remember them. But
you know what's funny, we look like, we realized you got to stop judging what people are doing, because we look like those people that people would judge who are like sitting at a coffee shop together and the two of us are on our phones furiously typing, and people are probably like, look at that couple.
Yeah.
They're not even talking to each other. Meanwhile, we're like, this is the great story to tell our audience. And the two of us are like, let's take notes.
And we're just pull out our notepad. Looking around the room. We're like, what's that in the corner? Let's write that down.
So we're like jotting down notes. But you know how people, like older people, will be like, look at these people on their phones. And like, maybe everybody is actually doing important things like studying Japanese and stuff.
Well, my concern also is that like we've spent these podcasts, the beginning of every podcast, talking about how amazing Kichijoji is. And I'm not sure if we're going to be able to share it. Like, how can we tell people on a weekly basis?
My gosh, how can they know?
We probably just have to tweet it out, be like, by the way, if you forgot, Kichijoji is still awesome.
Well, I think
you just have that scheduled tweet every Sunday at midnight. Here's the start of the week. Kichijoji is best. Don't ever forget.
Yes. Well, one thing we've been throwing around the idea of, and guys, let us know on Twitter or anywhere else on the social medias. We're thinking of doing like a video podcast. So we've got Simon and Martina.
Right.
And then there's Simon and Martina bonus.
Right.
And a lot of our ideas have started out on Simon and Martina bonus and then made their way onto our main channel.
Sure.
Like our TLDR started out there and like a lot of other segments.
Right.
So maybe we'll do exactly like what we're doing now, except we'll set up the camera.
I'll tell you, like, I'll be honest.
I don't understand.
I didn't tell you this before, but like every time I think about that, I'm so embarrassed to do that.
Why?
Because I look at other people's podcasts. Like, I looked at the H3H3 podcast and I looked at the Jenna Marbles podcast, and like they have a nice setup. I'm here holding this rinky dink lav mic that memers chew through half the cable of. You have your own little standing. We're here with the cat food in front of us. Memers is dirty, like little juice. That's his little bowl of food right there.
Hey, listen, real life.
This isn't a video worthy.
I'm searching for some real life.
This is barely audio worthy.
Someone
doing this video worthy.
No, it's real life.
Sure. Yeah, girl, you're in your pajamas now.
So what? I'll show you guys my pajibble jibs.
Pajibble jibs?
My pajibjers.
Are you wearing a bra right now?
No.
So
I will wear a bra for our audience.
Well, then I'm saying that we have to make some changes.
So then we're going to make changes
in order to make this video worthy.
Yes, we'll make it more video worthy, and you will see that I will wear a bra unless I wear a baggy hoodie on top. So if you see me in a baggy hoodie,
girl,
I want you
let's
to remember
be honest.
She's not wearing a bra.
When the doorbell rings in the wintertime.
Yes.
And you're wearing baggy ass hoodies.
Yes.
You're like, I can't get it. I'm not wearing a bra. And I'm like, girl, you're wearing a huge hoodie. You're like, but what if I can't do that? I don't think you'll be able to even wear a hoodie on video without a bra.
I'll do it for you guys, and we'll have a secret signal. I'll tap my chest, and then I'll go, caw-caw, and then you'll all know what's happening.
I don't think anybody has ever seen you in video without a bra. People have seen me without underwear on, but hey, I haven't
they
seen you.
They don't know, but they don't know.
I haven't advertised it.
This has been far too much talk about me if I'm wearing a bra or not. The point is, I'm going to force Simon into this because we love doing these segments. Simon's always taking notes. Uh-huh. Our Eat Your Sushi segment used to be that segment.
Right.
Where we'd go out and make videos and record and tell stories. It just became too much for us to edit. Like, yeah. It was just like it took away from everything else we were doing. But we loved it.
Sure.
And this became like our other version of stories. And mm-hmm. So we're definitely going to do this. You guys are going to see our dumpy, dirty
house. I was actually thinking about doing this live.
Oh, like a live stream.
And this is where Martina got really scared.
Well, no, because then we wouldn't be able to interact with people. Like, right. When I see the comments coming in, the whole point of a live stream is for me to respond to people's comments. So if we do it live...
But it's also like part of the thing that people like about live is kind of like when we do... For those of you that are part of our Rainbow Ladder support team, mm-hmm. That are like sponsors on our YouTube channel. Rainbow Ladder support team! Like every month we release a video. And at the beginning of the video, we show us like completely uncut.
Unscripted, uncut.
Unscripted.
Uncupped. You know, uncupped. No cups on.
No cups because you're not wearing a bra, so there's no cups on.
No cups on.
But like we show people like us talking for 6 minutes without any cuts whatsoever. And that's weird for me because I'm used to like if we're going to record something, we have to edit out the dumb stuff. So if we do the live part, I mm-hmm. think people like seeing us like without any cuts, unfiltered, unmodified in a way. Mm-hmm. So we don't necessarily have to like respond to every single comment if mm-hmm. we do a live stream and storytelling. Maybe at the end we could like answer some questions.
Okay, well then. Okay, so then that's an idea. Yeah. So guys, let's do this vote because uh-huh. I like that. If we do a live podcast, right. let's say, uh-huh. we'll agree to everybody at the beginning. We'll right. say, we're going to talk for our normal 20-minute segment.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're not going to interact with the comment section. But then at the
end...
That's
going to be so heartbreaking. I love seeing where everybody's from.
I know.
Where are you from?
What are you eating?
Let me know. Are you wearing a bra?
I knew you were going to say that. We ask everybody, like... It's going to be unusual, but we do 20 minutes of like our normal conversation and then think about any questions people have to ask or like at the end of each section. Like let's say we talk for 10 minutes about the World Cup because we're going to talk about the World Cup next.
Yeah.
When we ask a question to Twitter, maybe that's our chance to throw out this question to the audience that's watching live.
Perhaps.
Right? And then we can wait for the comments to come in while we have a sip of water because we always lose our voices on these podcasts somehow. And then we'll answer the comments and go back. So we could do something like that. But we can try two versions of it.
Right.
And we can post it up and see which ones people like more.
So for those of you that are listening, thank you for listening for so long. Mm-hmm. For some of you have been with us for many years.
So my microphone just died.
So did mine. Oh, no, just yours did. Never mind. I'm still here. I'm still here. Guess what? My time has finally come. It's the Martina Show.
This is why we can't
What's better, unicorns or Pegasus?
People can't see how janky this is.
I believe that the unicorn is the better of the two animals. Look. I think that if you try to ride a Pegasus, the arms are in an unrealistic location to the wings. When you put your legs over a horse, the wings come out of the side of the Pegasus. So it actually is completely impractical to fly on a Pegasus. A unicorn, on the other hand, can potentially be magical.
Okay, I put batteries back in.
And have its own ability to fly.
See, if we did this live, this might be a little bit more challenging like this. No. So
Simon just voted for my idea.
The point that I'm saying is, for those of you that are listening, thank you for listening. If you have any suggestions about how you would want to see this, or should we just write this in book format instead? We just like save all of our stories and then write a book. Like here's our monthly book.
Kichijoji is the best. No, okay.
Okay.
We're done with this. You guys can cast your vote. Let us know. Mm-hmm. I would like to talk our last story about World Cup and what it's like to be in a different country than the country you're in to watch any kind of a game.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so essentially last night was Japan versus...
Senegal.
I can never pronounce their name. I'm like, Senegal.
There's no D.
I know, it just, the D shows up.
The D always shows up.
Senegal.
Showed him the D.
Yeah, it was a midnight game, and the problem was that because it's a Sunday night, how do you get a spot at a bar or in Hizakaya to watch this game, considering that it's a Sunday night, so everybody's out already,
right?
And then they just stay.
Yeah.
So it's like, do we have to go out at 5 p.m. to reserve a spot until midnight?
And we can't do that because we're working the whole day.
Yeah, we were working the whole day editing a Thailand video and going through hard drives, listening to music.
Oh my gosh, I found, we had, I'm very excited because I like to save a lot of our photos, and the first bit of photos that we actually have are from KCON on our iPhoto library. And I was wondering where the rest of our photos are. I found them on a very, very old hard drive.
Yes.
And this morning I was finally able to import them. It took like 20 hours to import all the photos, but I have photos of like...
I thought that you could save this perhaps for our next podcast as we are supposed to be talking about the World Cup,
sir. This is our first photo together. I just found...
Our first photo together because I took photos with you using manual photos, like paper photos.
No, together, you and me together. The first photo that we ever had, you and me together with a Z.
All right.
Sitting in the same frame.
Okay,
I'm excited. Sorry, go on. World Cup is great.
There's my ex-boyfriend in the photo as well.
Wah, wah.
Yeah. World Cup.
World Cup.
So the point is that there are some major differences that we've experienced.
Yes.
So when we were living in Korea, every single World Cup or Olympic game, mm-hmm. you could catch it everywhere
yeah.
because taxis have TVs.
Yeah.
Every single Kimbap Jungkook, like that's just like the local mom and just pop shop.
Every restaurant you go to has a TV. It's very easy to watch anywhere.
Unless it's a coffee shop or like a pastry shop. Yeah. Those ones tend to not have TVs.
But if there's anywhere that you're sitting and eating, there's going to be a TV there.
TV, bibimbap, TV, yeah. like literally TVs everywhere. So
right.
it was never a problem. You would just have to try to find a seat
yeah.
to watch the game.
Exactly.
But Japan's not like that.
Right.
And this is that weird thing again of where we say that Japan is both like the future and then very old school analog.
Uh-huh.
The izakayas here, like even though it is a bar, a place where you should be able to go to like watch the sports games,
right.
are totally void of sometimes even music.
Yeah.
No music and no TVs.
We really like imagine, like, so yesterday when we got on our bikes and we started looking for somewhere to watch the game at night, like we went past Bakuwarai, which we've done like a video about and we love them dearly. And we saw like great atmosphere going in there, people like cheersing and talking and laughing and interacting with the chefs.
And each other beside, like strangers beside each other.
But there's no TV there. And I thought this would be the perfect environment, the perfect crowd to watch the
yeah.
game. But then Martina wound up saying something really smart, in which a lot of these izakayas don't want you to watch TV. They want you to interact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
That social gathering is more important than looking at a TV together.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think the chefs are that way? They're not that way just by fluke. They could just be grumpy old people that don't say anything, but
yeah.
they're very like, welcome. Like that's how we found it.
Right.
They were like, come on, come on. Like mm-hmm. they brought us in. Like they're social people who want people to socialize with each other.
Right.
And like how many friends have we seen come together at that place?
Right.
We'll run into people that talk to strangers who talk to those strangers. And so the focus isn't about something on the outside. The focus uh-huh. is the here and now.
And it's bizarre, like thinking about it now, like when you think about like how sociable like people think of Japan,
mm-hmm.
they always think, you know, like Japan's very quiet and reserved and stern. But there are a lot of these bars that are meant for socializing, meant for interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's difficult for you to not talk with strangers. Like pretty much every single time we go to an izakaya,
yep.
we're talking with people that we've never met before.
And I'd like to say right now, it is not just because we're foreigners, because we watch other Japanese people talk to other Japanese people.
Because that was a question that I had, because
yeah.
I'm like, you got tattoos and pink hair and I got a lot of tattoos. Maybe we just look interesting.
No, I definitely think that it's easier to talk to us because you've already laid down a couple of things. Like, where are you from? Do you live here?
You already know the icebreakers.
You've got the icebreakers ready, but I've also observed people, like especially at Bakurai when they're sitting at that counter.
Uh-huh.
I've seen somebody like say something to somebody else and the person nods their head
true,
like kind of shyly, and then the next thing you know they're cheersing. And,
yeah.
like, it could be two guys, it could be a guy and a girl. Like it seems like it's just okay. It's like the place for people to unwind and talk.
Yeah.
You know? But anyhow, so we bike past Bakurai, like this was around 10 PM.
Yep.
The game's at midnight. We
yep.
were like, we're giving ourselves a 2 hour start to find
a window.
A location,
yep.
right? We had to bike all the way down to another part of a town. No, what's called TVs anywhere.
No.
We kept stopping like creepers outside yeah. of all these bars and looking inside.
At TVs.
No TVs.
No TVs.
No TVs. And so we parked
we
our
found
bike.
A few that had TVs. So there's like, there's this one place that we thought would be perfect for it. It's right across this kind of like punk bar.
Mm-hmm.
And the punk bar had just finished a show. So like the streets were like overflowing with people.
With punks.
With punks.
With
so
their,
many punks and hooligans.
With their guitars
with their
and their
colored
guitar
hairs
pieces.
And tattoos.
Gosh.
Oh, wait. Anyhow, so we looked at
we pull up on our bikes. We're like, Nendo from Psyche. Oh, what's happening here? Everyone's like, ah.
That was a terrible Nendo impersonation.
I tried to do his Osaka accent, but I couldn't. Boy, Psyche. He has that like.
Oh, Psyche. He's very loud and deep.
He has like a woo, woo when he talks, right?
Is it an Osaka accent?
I think it's supposed to just be a gangster accent. And Osaka is supposed to be like the gangster neighborhood.
We're not trying to be like stereotypical or racist here. Nendo from Psyche does have a very deep.
Oh, this
deep,
is from a TV show.
It's
we
from
should
a
have
TV,
mentioned
it's
that.
From an anime.
Yeah, if you've seen
and
it.
And we love it, absolutely.
Boy.
But the point is, when we looked across the street at the bar there, the restaurant that we thought would be good, we saw TVs. And the whole place was full, but nobody was looking at the TVs because they were just streaming in after the concert.
Yeah.
So our first plan was Kaputsky.
Kaputsky. Mm-hmm. Then we wanted to hit Harmonica Yokocho.
Uh-huh.
And so that's Harmonica Alleyway. We also did
a video
on
there.
That, right?
Uh-huh.
And one of our favorite shops on the corner is like this Oden shop in the wintertime, at least.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, forget it. We started walking down the streets. Every single tiny bar was already packed to the brim.
Yep.
And the best part about it is nobody seems to update their TV from any era. So
uh-huh.
remember the what's called the ancient bar with the guy who had the long beard who gave us a million Mount Fuji postcards.
Yeah.
They had a TV like the size of your fist jammed in the corner where people were watching, but I'm like, we can't see the screen.
We wanted to go to this Odin shop that, like, I remember we saw a couple days ago. Like, it had, like, it was talking about World Cup. It had, like, posters about it outside.
Yeah, so we were like, they're guaranteed.
It's like, Japan won the first game, 2-1. The next game is at this time.
So, like, if we get there at 10:05, the game starts at midnight. That's going to be 2 hours of, we'll definitely get a seat. A bing bong.
So, when we got there, it was already completely full, and what was worse is that there are these guys sitting at the end, and they're like, oh, this place is very famous,
and we're like, thanks.
He's like, you want the it's full, but this is a great place. Thanks for rubbing it in, homie. I know it's a great place. I've been here a few times. Have you been here? 3 times. Yes, I have. Oh, it's a very good place.
Like, thanks. I pour the salt in the wound. Keep it up.
Fortunately, when we had just about given up hope on Harmonica Alley, a friend of ours ran into us.
Yep. And so we were our foots were dragging. Yeah. We were like, what are we going to do?
Our foots? They're called feet.
Oh, feetsies. We're dragging. Also, I'd like to mention that we did try to be proactive by actually booking a sports bar in advance, because that's right. I said the word booking.
Yeah.
We tried to go to watch the Japan game the week just before that when we got back from Thailand.
Yeah.
And we went inside, and the bar had everybody sitting organized at their little tables.
It's a sports bar made specifically for sports with lots of TVs.
We watched all our sports events at this place, right? And tons of room for standing. But when we came in, they're like, oh, sorry, all the reservations are full. And I'm like, but
this is a sports bar. You don't need reservations. You stand
with your beer and you watch the game, because it's literally, but in Japan, that's not the way that it is. So then I tried to book that place online for this match, but you had to have a minimum of 3 people because all the other chairs had already been booked.
Right.
And the last thing available was a 3-seater.
Yeah.
So we could lie and say there's 3 of us, but that would be really crappy of us.
Sure would be.
There could be a 3-seating of people that would come in.
Uh-huh.
We could buy 3 things worth of things to... You know, but still, the point is that people want to watch the game.
Exactly.
You know, so we decided.
So we weren't allowed to stand in a sports bar that's sitting only, seating room only.
Put your hands and your feet below you, and put your wopsies on your lap, and everyone stand very organized and in cheer.
Wopsies is a word we use. It's a Polish word for wapa, which means hand.
Put your hands in your lap is what I was trying to
say.
So our
point is,
we ran into our friend Roz, and her wife were walking down the street. They're like, Martina, what's up? And we're like, Roz, what's going on? And we were like desperately trying to find a place to go. And she's like, oh, I'm just going to my friend's bar. And we're like, yeah, but did you make reservations? And she's like, no, it's definitely going to be free. And we're like, but is it? And she's like, no, yeah, for sure. She's like, they will for sure have spots. So we contemplated if we should eat something first and then go there. But we were really so panicked at that point that we were like, we're never going to get a seat.
We just got to go right away, straight ahead, make sure that we could guarantee a seat. It was the end of the England game. So we figured if we go there, then we could just sit there for 40, 45 minutes until the Japan game starts and guarantee our own spot.
And it was located in Mitaka. So we were in Kichijoji. So we were like, it's close by. Mm-hmm. We can head over to Mitaka. Because the point is that we didn't want to go down to Shibuya or Shinjuku because it is insanity.
Yep.
Like, if you want to, it's kind of like when you watch Korea in Seoul, what's it called? World Cup area? What was that area called? Seoul. Oh, gosh. It had a really weird name.
Seoul World Cup Stadium.
No, not the stadium. Well, there was a square where you could go to watch the games on screens. And it was so packed with people that we couldn't actually get off the train because it spilt down the stairs. And it was terrifying. It was like really uncomfortable. Like, you can get trampled and die.
It was very, very tough.
That's like going to Shibuya. Uh-huh. So, nah, we didn't want to go to Shibuya, if you're wondering why.
We're old, okay?
Nah.
We're in our 30s now. I want a small place that I could sit down with some beer and be undisturbed.
I don't want people sloshing their drinks on me.
So, this place that we went to was on a second floor. It's called Beer Pub 25.
Mm-hmm.
And we went upstairs, and they have a whole bunch of craft beers on tap.
Yep.
And we came in there. We were fortunate that it was actually quite empty.
Mm-hmm.
There was the bar owner who had his Samurai Blue
shirt on,
which is the jersey. And then there were 2 women sitting there.
Yeah.
And they were at the bar. They weren't even looking at the TV. They were just drinking some beers and talking with the owner.
And the TV was a big projector projecting on the wall nice and clearly.
So we thought, this is perfect. We grabbed our seats so we could look at the projector and finish off the game. And this was kind of super embarrassing for me, because the bartender's like, oh, you two are YouTubers, right? And we're like, oh, yeah, we make YouTube videos. And he's like, you're very famous YouTubers. Like, no, we're not. And then the 2 women look at us and you're famous?
And we're like, no, please,
I'm not famous. And he's like, no, you are famous. And I'm like, oh, please don't. And he's like, let's load up your channel right now. He pulled out an iPad loaded up her channel.
Made me type in my name.
Made us type in our name. And then he started playing our videos on the bar on the iPad. And the woman there was just like staring at our videos. And he was staring at our videos. I'm like, my God, I just wanted to watch the game. And they're just like looking at the videos and looking at us. They're like, you shot this video? Like, yep, that's us. And he was like, how did... And it was just... I'm like, I'm really... I just wanted some beer in the game. That's all I wanted to
What's so funny about it is that like you basically now got the two of us sitting there watching the game on the screen. Uh-huh. And then us listening to ourselves behind us.
Yeah.
And all the music choices. Because like I worked... you know, so painfully on like Saito
the
sushi
Saito video.
And like they're watching Saito and Tenzushi and like us making sushi. I know every musical cue. Uh-huh. I know every fart of that that video.
Every sound effect.
Every sound that I hated that I couldn't fix, like a or like a ch. And so I'm sitting there just trying to watch the game and listening to myself prattle on in the background about like how much I like something. And I'm like, this is not fun.
Yes.
I imagine like if you're...
I wanted it to be a lot busier. I was hoping that we could like blend into a crowd, even though it's a little bit difficult for us. I was hoping that there'd be like a lot of people there and they'd all be focused on the game. Instead, it was just the two of us sitting focusing on like the previous game and everyone else focusing on us.
Yeah.
But it was great. They actually had very good beer there.
Yeah. Simon's like, but it was great. It was great. No, but for real, the beer was... unbelievable.
The best beer I've had in Japan.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
And we haven't had like a lot of beer lately since it's very carby and caloric. Yes. It's like eating a meal.
Right.
But we had watched our calories for the day to in order to have beer.
Uh-huh.
And I had a mud cake beer, which was like...
With pecans.
Yeah. And it was like an...
A stout.
A stout. So it tasted... I love stouts. Like chocolatey, espresso-y. Unbelievable.
I hate stouts. This was the first stout that I actually enjoyed to the point that I bought my own pint of
it. I was so proud of him.
I normally don't ever like it. Yeah, I love IPAs and their IPA was tremendous as well.
Yep.
And we sat down and we started watching the game.
And then our friends came. So it was nice. Came. Yeah, we all.
And what would you guess would be good bar food? If you're watching the World Cup, sitting down with a pint of beer, an IPA and a stout, what would you imagine is a good snack for you to eat? Is your guess pieces of bread and some handmade jams? Because ding, 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 you are correct.
This is something that I really like about Japan. Uh-huh. There tends to be this like support each other culture.
Yeah.
So he brings over this tray with four different kinds of jam on them. Mm-hmm. There was grapefruit, blueberry banana, which I'd never heard of before.
Yeah.
We discovered there's a new word we never know, apricot, which is anju.
Anju.
Which we didn't know. And then they had strawberry.
Strawberry, ichigo. Yeah.
And then he had whole wheat bread and white bread.
And some rye bread.
And then little tiny paper cards.
Yeah.
And the girl's name is Michigo. Yeah, I remember that easily because I'm like, Michigo.
Right.
That's what I thought of. Michigo, I think it's Michigo 1616 on Instagram. I'm pretty sure. And she makes homemade jam.
Yeah.
And it's like friends of them.
And that grapefruit jam, holy smokes.
Yep.
That's one of my favorite jams ever.
Yeah.
But it just, that's so
was
unbefitting.
It, your jam?
It was a bad joke. That's what that was. That was actually a good joke. Mad props, son.
Thank you.
Pound that out right there.
I got a fist pound from my husband and I'm proud of myself. He's never done that. It's been years.
I know, girl. Relish that because that's not going to happen for another few years.
I can relish it and catch up it.
Okay, I'm going to have to take back my fist bump.
No,
bring it back.
It's mine.
Bring it back.
I don't want
Come
you
on,
to.
Give it back. It's been ordered. Wild turkey did away. There you go. But the point is like these jams, you don't imagine like having jam at a bar with beers watching the World Cup. It didn't feel right. But at the same time, it just felt so right.
Yeah, this is where we joke that like imagine us being in Shibuya right now, surrounded by crowds of people dumping beer on us. And we're like, but where's my homemade jam?
Can I just have some jam on toast, please? Like, where's my little dainty spoon that I can spread this with?
We also discovered that another brilliant thing he had were these little tiny snack sandwiches out. And he's like, oh, you know, like he called it... it was an interesting name because it was like Taru Taru Kitsune. And Kitsune means fox in Japanese, but Kitsune also doubles for tofu that's been fried. So if you have Kitsune Udon, I didn't know what it meant when I first arrived. I'm like, fox udon? Is it made out of fox? But it's not. It's the name of this like udon, the style of the tofu.
Sure.
Whatever. The point is that it was inari sushi outside, which is fried tofu that he opened up and he filled it with egg salad sandwich.
And it was great.
And then he closed it up with a little toothpick. Uh-huh. And so you bit into it and it was just creamy egg salad with like dill and like a little bit of parsley in there. And it was surrounded by protein, something that Simon loves to eat.
Uh-huh.
So it was like this really weird little like bar snack that was delicious.
And we watched the game and it was tremendous. As soon as the game like came on, the bartender was like totally focused on the whole game.
And then four or five more guys came in near the end of the night as well to watch it. So then the atmosphere was really nice.
The atmosphere got a lot better. They stopped playing our videos. They started focusing on the game. And it was a very wonderful little memory that we have of exploring a new bar in Tokyo and watching World Cup. at a really late hour because, whoa, we're really sleepy. Staying out till 2 a.m. and drinking beers, I'm too old for that. No. I needed to be back in bed by around 12:30.
I'm pretty sure I had a pint and a half, and I'm like, oh, so tired.
Oh, my God, it's too much.
Too much.
But it was a great memory. And doing these podcasts, like, we were able to share many, many great mm-hmm. memories with you. We're going to miss you guys. Mm-hmm. Thank you, SBS, for sticking with us for so long.
You've seen a lot of our changes as well.
And now it's time for us to try something else.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for
listening. Thanks, guys. Hopefully, we'll see you on the interwebs.
Goodbye. That was such a sad goodbye that it... We'll see you later. Is there a nicer goodbye that I could say? All right, everybody, take it easy. Let me squeeze it.
Let these words be Simon's last words. I'm sorry.
Goodbye.
Love you guys.